This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Due to the huge surge in COVID-19 cases in the city and the region around it, the Bethel City Council passed a resolution last night asking people to hunker down. This action followed the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation's top administrators and healthcare providers once again appealing to council members to take further action against the COVID-19 pandemic. YKHC Chief of Staff Dr. Ellen Hodges said with 53 active cases in the city, Bethel definitely has widespread community transmission of the virus.
I can't overstate the importance of taking action now in order to flatten the curve and spread these cases out so we don't overwhelm our health system.
Bethel City Council members unanimously voted for the hunker down resolution. The resolution does not mandate, but it does ask all people in Bethel to stop participating in any gatherings of any size outside of their own households. Bethel businesses and organizations are being asked to close down and have employees work from home if possible. Dr. Hodges said restaurants especially should shut down in-person dining and only have takeout and delivery options.
While you're in a restaurant, it is impossible to keep your mask on the entire time as you must take it down to eat and drink. And we believe, based on the number of cases that we have in our region right now, and particularly in Bethel, that this represents a risk.
Bethel City Council members added a provision that will dedicate some of the city's remaining CARES Act funds to provide economic relief for businesses that comply with the city's request to temporarily close. Council members said the city would need to have flexibility to provide this relief for select businesses, since some organizations would be too expensive to compensate for closing down. YKHC said Bethel should hunker down for at least 2 weeks. The resolution also asked anyone to immediately isolate if they show any symptoms of being sick. And surrounding communities and visitors are asked to limit travel into Bethel for critical personal needs and essential services. When in Bethel, visitors should isolate and prevent interaction with residents. In addition to the hunker down resolution, Bethel City Council voted to renew its COVID-19 emergency ordinances. These include the city's declaration of emergency and its airport testing and face mask mandates. In more coronavirus news, the YK Delta is now one of the nation's leaders in COVID-19 infection rate. In order to change the trajectory of the pandemic in the region, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation is asking for drastic actions. KYUK's Greg Kim reports the recommendations include almost 20 villages locking down and shutting the doors on schools for now.
4 communities in the YK Delta currently have community spread of the coronavirus. 31 communities have now had at least one COVID-19 case. Here's YKHC Chief of Staff Dr. Ellen Hodges.
I can't emphasize the urgency of this anymore. We are in danger of overwhelming our healthcare system.
To prevent that from happening, YKHC provided updated guidance to school districts on Monday. Dr. Hodges said YKHC had observed potential spread of the virus in schools, and she said students in every YK Delta community should no longer go to school at all for the time being.
We are now recommending that every school district in the region transition to their highest risk level of red, which generally speaking is remote learning only.
In a press release Tuesday, the Lower Kuskokwim School District announced that it would move to remote learning in all of its school sites. YKHC CEO and President Dan Winkleman said after talking to school districts, YKHC turned to village leaders.
We got on the phone and notified 14 tribes and cities across the YK Delta that they should go on lockdown for the next 2 weeks at a minimum.
The villages that were advised to lock down this week are Akiak, Akiachuk, Alukanuk, Trifornik, Eek, Kongiganek, Kweethluk, Napakiak, Nunapichuk, Pilot Station, Russian Mission, Scammon Bay, Tiluksak, and Tununuk. That's on top of 5 villages that were already locked down before this week began. Those include Chivak, Mountain Village, Nabuskiak, Quinnahawk, and Tuksuk Bay. Vice President of Communications Tiffany Zolkowski said these villages do not all necessarily have a confirmed COVID-19 case there, but could be interconnected with other villages that do. Dr. Hodges explained the reasoning.
So the idea is if we engage in this behavior with a very strict shelter in place or hunker down or lockdown order, that we can interrupt the transmission of this highly contagious virus in our region before it gets out of hand like it already has in several of our villages.
Zilkowski added that these lockdowns could prevent widespread undetected transmission of the virus. Winkelmann said he knows these measures can work because he's seen it work in Nunapichuk, a village that previously had community spread of the virus but no longer does.
They implemented strong public health strategies, and then the community itself took the lockdown seriously. And if other communities are able to do that, there is no reason why that they couldn't replicate the same success.
YKHC also has a message for communities that aren't locked down. Not having any documented cases in your village does not mean you're safe. Winkelmann says every person in the Delta needs to change their mindset to the new reality.
COVID is so widespread now within the entire YK Delta that you have to assume that when you meet with others outside of your household, you have to assume that they possibly have COVID.
Zilkowski added that communities cannot just rely on travel restrictions. She said people also need to hunker down, wear masks, avoid gatherings, and practice all known preventive measures. Winkelmann also emphasized the importance of notifying community members when someone in a village tests positive for COVID-19. He said some tribal and city leaders still won't allow YKHC to identify those communities. Winkelmann urges YK Delta residents to speak with their leaders. He says people should know the extent of the public health threat they're dealing with in order to take proper precautions. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
And in the daily COVID count, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation announced 26 new COVID-19 cases in the region yesterday, 7 of the cases in Bethel, 7 in Tuksuk Bay, 6 in Chivac, 3 in Quinnahock, and the rest in unnamed YK Delta villages. There are 125 active cases of the virus in the region. There have been a total of 675 confirmed cases in the region since the pandemic began. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please email your comments and news tips to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for NewsUkTune coming up.